University and College Union, Pensions, Pay and Conditions Dispute Reach a Crucial Stage. B. Gardner, UQ Southampton Branch Executive, Personal Capacity, As We Go to Press, a crucial meeting of the University and College Union, UQ, Higher Education Committee is set to take place, to decide the future strategy in the ongoing disputes over pensions, pay and conditions. Before Christmas, 60 institutions, including approximately 42,000 members, took 8 consecutive days of strike action, and have been participating in action short of strike since then. On the 30th of January, the union's Higher Education Committee will meet and decide how many further days of action to call, and whether or not to continue the current strategy of combining the two disputes. Any further action will be bolstered by the anticipated addition of up to 36 other institutions when their ballots close on the 28th of January. The committee will likely announce 14 days of further action across 4 weeks in the US pension dispute, as mandated at the Higher Education Special Conference in December. However, uncertainty surrounds the strategy for the four fights dispute over pay, workload, casualization and unequal pay, because there is no special conference mandate. Combining the disputes so far has maximized impact, by bringing the institutions in the US scheme out with those only balloted for the pay dispute. As a result of the action, negotiations have resumed, but confidentiality agreements have prevented negotiators from spelling out concretely what progress is being made. Some within the union have seized this opportunity to attempt to demoralize members, undermining the dispute and even calling for a pause. It is therefore vital that the left organize at all levels to defend the strike mandate and arm the rank and file with the strategy and confidence needed to win. This means fighting to keep the disputes combined, and continuing to push on all aspects of the disputes, including pay. So far, employers have refused to budge from their current below-inflation pay offer of 1.6%. Management claims it is unaffordable to increase pay, but university income, surpluses and reserves have all increased. A victory on pay is the most concrete way of ensuring university management concedes to improving staff conditions and our share of the income. Like the 2018 strike, members must be willing to reject an inadequate offer. In 2018, the potential sellout of the pension dispute was halted by members on the ground. One way of preparing members for this is by electing local strike committees to lead the next round of action. It also means electing candidates for the National Executive Committee who are actively building the rank and file network. Whatever the outcome of the Higher Education Committee meeting, the task will be to arm the rank and file activists with the confidence and strategy to win on the two higher education disputes, as a starting point for a fight back across both further and higher education destroyed by decades of marketization and austerity.